10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Are you angry? No, really. Has that one person got you fuming? Well, call them out. Now's your chance to tell them.
You know what? You just made the list.
You just made the list.
Here we go.
Let us know who's on your list. Call 615-737-1025. You just made the list. Now, on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
Third hour, DDC. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here with you on this Friday afternoon. Max Herz, Hillside Medical Game Studios, awaiting your phone calls. 615-737-1025. That's our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kevin Hart tickets, Bridgestone Arena, August 3rd. That's what's on the line, but you have to participate. You have to tell us who or what has made you mad. You just made the list, delivered by TriStar Movers with five-star service. Willie, would you like to start? Or do you want me to start?
If you want me to, I can start, yeah. All right, on the list, you see this a lot. The whole concept, and I'm gonna preface this by saying, I get the concept of Christmas in July in terms of a sale. Okay, so the Predators are having a Christmas in July sale, right? Garage sale. Makes perfect sense. From a shopping standpoint, you know, you go with that. A business sale. What I don't get is the Christmas in July movies on, like, the Hallmark Channel. Not that I watch the Hallmark Channel, but there's, like, this theme, Christmas in July. They show all these, like, holiday movies. And I'm like, why would I want to watch a Christmas movie in July? Have you seen this, Darren? Am I on an island in this?
To be honest, I haven't stumbled across the Hallmark Channel in July. I'm just waiting for Shark Week, okay?
Shark Week.
I'm just trying to get
that?
To Shark Week.
Is that coming?
I think it starts Sunday.
Oh, it's coming up. Okay. Shark Week. Okay, I get that. You know, that's a timely thing. But the Christmas in July movies, and I don't know if this is why, but this also opens up another can of worms, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Because it was on last night. I got home from the draft. Die Hard is on, and I'm thinking, is this Christmas in July? And is Die Hard a Christmas movie? This is the endless debate that we have every Christmas. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Whether you think so or not, I'm just not down with Christmas in July movies. Would you want to watch a Christmas movie in July?
I would not.
Because you're halfway to next Christmas?
Yep, no. That's a no for me.
So the Christmas in July movie theme, I'm putting you on the list.
You just made the list!
Okay, fair enough. I did not think we would get that today, but thank you.
Do you think Die Hard is a Christmas movie?
We're not going there.
You don't want to open that can of worms.
No,
okay.
We're not doing that. I know it's the summer months, but we're not doing that.
Okay.
Okay. You know, I was in St. Louis last week. We were at the World Series, playing in the World Series there in St. Louis. And on Saturday, it was our only bad day of weather. It rained a lot. We spent a long time at the ball field on Saturday because if we won our first game, we were playing a second game. And there was a lot of lightning delays. So we were in the middle of our first game. There was a lightning delay. So we stood around for a long time. It poured. And then it was lightning. Then we came back. We played for a little bit. There was another delay. It was really choppy. It was really weird. But nonetheless, we eventually got through it. And we won. Now, the storms had moved on. There was no thunder. There was no more lightning. But since we won, we were going to play the semifinal game. If we won, we would come back the next day for the championship game. If we lost, we go home. No more storms, so it's just going to rain. And we're like, man, this is taking on a lot of water, but we were playing at a complex. We were playing on the fields we were on the entire tournament was a turf infield, grass outfield. Okay? So obviously you can take on a lot more water, right? So I was like, I don't know what they're going to do. Because these were morning games. Of course, it had gone well into the afternoon because of all the delays, but these were scheduled morning games. But they decided they were going to play on. Okay, so we're going to play, and it's just going to rain. It's going to rain, and we're just going to play through it. They've got to get these games in. Okay, so we are playing the number one seed, a team from Southern Kentucky. A very, very good team. We're familiar with who they are. They were 39-7 coming into that game. Very, very good team. They don't lose very often. And it really was pretty crappy weather, okay? They were the top seed, so we bat first, and we score 8 runs before they record an out, and they are losing their minds. I mean, losing their minds. Because they, one, probably nobody ever does that to them. Two, they're complaining about the weather. They're going crazy because, you know, you can't get the grip, the pitcher, they're changing out balls, and that's fine. We had towels, they had towels, we're exchanging balls constantly, but they are belly aching constantly. Their crowd is going nuts, and it ended up playing, it rained a lot, then it stopped. It rained for the first 2 innings really bad. Of course, we had to pitch in the rain. They got to bat in the rain just like we did, and then it started, you know, lightening up, and then eventually it all stopped, okay? But we get the game in, and we win. We shock them, and we beat them. We never trailed. And as you can imagine, they were still furious about it. This is 10U baseball, a team that is used to always winning. So you've got to sign paperwork. You've got to sign, you know, your pitchers, your innings, who pitched, innings, all that good stuff to keep everything official. He comes over. I'm signing the paperwork. We did the handshake line already. He did not participate, their head coach. He left the field.
Ugh.
Did not participate in the handshake line. He turned right around and walked off the field. Well, he has to come back on the field after the handshake line and everybody is cleaning out dugouts, whatever, and he's got to sign paperwork. Well, I'm signing mine. I just finish up. He walks right up. And this is what the umpires, the crew. And he is, I mean, cussing away. And this is pretty close to our dugout. And I just sat there, and he's a big dude. Big. He's probably 6'6".
Oh,
and
6'6".
He is just dropping F-bombs and just cussing away. And finally, I looked at him and said, you know, buddy, why don't you, like, bring it down about 3 notches? Okay, you're right in front of our dugout. Like, clean it up. And he just was complaining about the weather, and he's like, you guys didn't, you couldn't even score on us once it stopped raining. He slammed the pen down and just barking as he walked away, threw the pen down on the clipboard. And so me, I just couldn't let it go and probably shouldn't have done it. And I said, hey, remember, stay classy. That's what I said to him. And the umpires looked at me, and they're like, why did you do that? And I said, I know. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. I did. And so I've never, you know, that was the.
Were you prepared to turn and start running on your bad knee if he came after you?
Honestly, Willie, with him, I didn't know what he was going to do. He, like I said, he was a big dude, and obviously he was hot to trot. He was not in a good place. And, again, though, we didn't do anything. I mean, all we did was play a game. And we beat him. And, you know, he was mad at the weather. And he was mad at Game 7 for playing in the rain for a lot of the game. Well, what does that have to do with us? I mean, why are you taking it out on us? Like, you wouldn't do the handshake line with us? Really? So, I gave the speech to our team when we were done. You know, hey, you just beat a team that hardly ever loses. Look at them. They don't even know how to handle losing. Their coach didn't even shake anybody's hands. Pretty embarrassing. We're never going to be that team type of deal. I've seen a lot of bad stuff at, you know, 8, 9, 10 in travel ball, but never to this level. This guy was above and beyond. But I will give him a little bit of credit while he's going on the list for really embarrassing behavior. He did, before he left the complex, come over and shake my hand and apologize.
Ah, okay. So he redeemed himself.
And I'd be honest.
To a point.
If I were betting, if there were odds, I would have lost. Because there, I would have said there's no way this guy is going to do that before he leaves. But he did.
Okay,
and they went
home. I
commend
him for that.
So he did, at the end, get a little bit of a save. But that does not change the fact that he's going on the list.
You just made the list.
Got to put him on the list.
And I'm sure you've got stories like that over the years, too. I'm sure you've
seen
yeah.
it.
You know, that one was the extreme. That one was like, wow. So there you go. Okay. Kevin Hart, Bridgestone Arena, August the 3rd. By the way, Max, are you mad at anybody?
No, I love you guys.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to ask.
I don't know anybody else, actually. It's just you guys.
We will come back. We'll give away these tickets, but you're going to have to participate. The lines have been loaded. One just fell off, so we do have one available, 615-737-1025. That is our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll get to your calls. I personally think they're in the friend zone. Chase, if you're listening, your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with the friend zone.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's hilarious. Max is,
I mean, what? Like, you know this. You know, I hear friend zone. It's like, oh, they need me now? They need an expert? The friend zone insider? Yeah, I'm very familiar with the friend zone.
You just made the list!
That happened yesterday. You say friend zone, and Chase has a mic ready to pop on. It was amazing. That was fun. By the way, he's off getting married this weekend. No, I'm kidding. I did mess with these guys. By the way, this is how bad it is. I tried to mess with Max and Willie in our group text yesterday, last night, and said, guys, just leave Chase, because Chase was included. I was like, leave him alone. He's going to go get married this weekend. And these guys didn't even bat an eye. Like, no one even said anything. I'm like, wow. Like, you guys don't believe that? What does it say about you two? You didn't even dispute it. You didn't question it. You're just like, yeah, no, that's not believable. I thought it was believable. You never know. Chase is going to do that one day. The suit is just going to be like, guys, I went got married in Vegas this weekend. It's going to happen.
Milwaukee is not Vegas.
That's what I was, that's what I was confused. Like, I was like, is Milwaukee got the Vegas?
Well, yeah, okay. Is Milwaukee like his lying destination? Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to the Brewers game with Ryan Porth.
You never know what could happen in Milwaukee.
Maybe that's code.
You know, maybe. All right, 615-737-1025. Kevin Hart tickets, Bridgestone Arena, August 3rd. You just made the list, delivered by TriStar Movers with five-star service. Let's start out in Clarksville, which I drove by going to St. Louis. Tom wants to weigh in. Who or what has made you mad?
Hey, I just want to start off. I want to preface this first by asking Willie a question, if that's okay.
Sure.
Hey, Willie, do you have a good chiropractor?
Do I have a good chiropractor? No.
No. Well, I was just wondering if you might need an adjustment as a Mets fan for all the looking over your shoulder you've been doing the last few weeks.
Stirring it up out of the gates. I love it.
I have to admit, my neck has been a little bit sore. Woo. It's been a little bit sore. I got a little swivel neck there.
Tom.
The Braves just don't lose, man. I have to say, at least now you're calling the night after the Mets did get a little bit of breathing room last night because the Cardinals finally beat the Braves one time. I'm thinking Cardinals going in there, good team, get a split. The Braves came within an eyelash of sweeping four. That was something.
Yes, wasted a very, very good pitching performance. 12 strikeouts in the inning.
That kid Spencer Strider, by the way, holy cow. That guy's unbelievable.
Sir.
It's going to be a good race. Braves Mets, by the way, just around the corner. It's coming up.
On Monday.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Tom, for the Mets infomercial. Appreciate you starting that up.
So, I want to put the New York media on my list, and I'm a little late to the game on this. I just saw it, you know, a few days ago, but I guess back on June 1st, they declared the East over. when the Mets did have a 10-run lead in the East, and all the Braves have done since then is go about 26-8, I think it is, to cut 7 games off that lead.
You just made the list!
Yeah, the New York media, they love to do stuff like that and just set the Mets up for failure. So I don't think it was a Mets fan that was doing that. It was somebody that probably enjoys watching the Mets sink, fail, et cetera. There's a lot of that going on. It is going to be a great race between those two teams.
Oh, boy. I have a feeling we have not heard the last.
Willie, have you not seen the video he's talking about?
No, I haven't.
It's Sal Licata, who hosts like their pre- and post-game TV shows and does overnight radio on WFAN. That's who it is. Who said
I don't know why you're talking, Max. We're not talking about the Pirates, so this was not.
I would like to pronounce
no
the Pirates
to weigh in.
In third place in their division, and don't look at the win percentages because they're in third.
You're not declaring the Central over, though.
That's not what I said. I'm declaring the Pirates okay. are in third place in the division, which many good teams are also in third place in their other divisions.
615-737-1025. Thank you for that Pirates update, Max. Let's go to Doug. Doug, who or what has made you mad?
Well, fellas, I'm going to leave it up to you guys. While I was on hold, I started off going to put myself on the list as much as it pained me, but this may be where the spouse is on the list. I'll let you decide. One of us is on the list.
So, floor's yours. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, hey, just keep the boats down until the story's over. And I have to tell you guys, a couple of days ago I told you that I was an employee of the racetrack, and I've not been real honest with you guys. You guys seem like your friends. And I haven't disclosed to you guys that, mid-January I was hospitalized with COVID. A little bad situation. Dealing with the things of that. And one of the things that I struggle with is remembering things, because, fellas, COVID fog is real. I've always prided myself on being a number two pencil sharp, and now I resemble that first grade pencil, that big fat dull one sometimes. So in the last couple of days, I've misplaced a set of keys. Mm-hmm. Being as sharp as I am, I had a second set, good to go, no big issue. In the last 2 days, I've lost the second set. But I told my wife, and she's constantly asking me,
where'd you leave them at last? Did you look over here? Do you remember where you had them?
All those questions you don't want to hear when you're looking for something. And oh, by the way, she keeps moving stuff. So now when they were fully visible, she done moved so much stuff that I can't find them. So it's up to you guys. Do I make the list because I've lost them? Does she make the list because them stupid lost questions and moving stuff?
You just made the list.
Willie, do you have any hard thoughts here?
It's tough.
Taking a side?
It's tough. I'm not going to take a side. I'm just going to stay out of it. Doug is the man. I believe in Doug.
Yeah, I'm with you, Doug. We're just not going to. We're going to be. Just consider us just getting drafted, and we're two players from Switzerland. Okay. We're Swiss players. Okay. We're not going to. We're with you. We're with Team Doug, but we're not picking a side. All right, let's go to Seth in the Borough. Who or what's on your list?
I'm in the same boat as Doug. I got to throw my wife under the bus.
Wow.
She has made the list.
You just made the list!
By the way, just real quick, since we seem to be on that theme, that was actually going to be mine too, but I'll save it for next week. I'm glad I didn't do it because we would have just turned this into a wife segment. So I'm going to save mine for next week. But the floor is yours, Seth.
My birthday is July the 5th. So we have a big fireworks show and everything going on Sunday and Monday. Tuesday rolls around. I'm at work. She's in nursing school. I don't hear a single word, happy birthday, nothing like this, nothing like that, until finally, it's 1 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, she leans over, happy birthday, honey. Well, you're a day late and a dollar short.
Ooh.
You have made the list. You forgot Ooh. My birthday.
What'd she say?
She said, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, you're sorry. You forgot my birthday. So I get a gel out of free card now because you forgot my birthday.
Have fun this weekend, Seth.
All right. Wow. Y'all too.
Good story.
You yeah, just made the list.
There's a movie about that. It's called 16 Candles.
Yeah. That's
good movie.
Well done. Let's go to JD. JD, who or what is on your list?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great.
Okay, so by the way, we just put together a Game 7 team. I'm really excited. We're going to do our first tournament here in a couple weekends. I'm really excited about this. It's going to be a lot of fun. But
all right, good luck.
I've got – oh, well, thank you. Maybe we'll run into each other. Hey, listen, I got a situation. So I got this little business down in Dixon, Tennessee. It's a laundromat, right? And I got this guy who twice now has walked into the office – not said anything to anybody. There's somebody working there, right? But the office door is open. And he's stealing the trash bags. All of them. Then he just walked out the door with the trash bag. You can see him on the video. Now, I'm not going to call the cops because somebody's walking by the inspector and stealing trash bags, right? But, man, if you're out here and you're listening to 102.5 The Game right now, will you please just call me and I will give you some trash bags because this is really starting to get difficult on my employees over there, right? And you are squarely on the list, sir.
You just made the list.
Wow.
You're on camera.
Stealing trash bags. Okay. We've had some weird ones. Ones I didn't think we were going to get. Hallmark Channel and stealing trash bags. Okay. Eric, who or what is on your list?
Hey, before I get to that, real quick, you were talking about the Christmas movies in July. Also, the other things I've seen, just stuff like in the past, Cartoon Network has Christmas cartoons in July, and there's a music channel that actually does Christmas songs in July. So it's weird, but that does happen. Yeah, unbelievable, but it's true. And I'm sure Irish potato cakes has still made you your list.
Oh yeah,
I just had to throw
it out.
Just
made the list.
Hey guys, but in all seriousness, this recently happened at a home baseball game for the Kansas City Royals. So a young fan, young kid, he loves baseball, diehard Kansas City Royals fan. One of his favorite players was Zach Greinke, is the key word. So he went to him. He had a baseball. All he wanted from Zach Greinke was his autograph on the baseball. So he hands the baseball to Zach Greinke. He takes the ball, and he throws it as far and as hard as he can. And the kid asked him, well, why did you do that? And Greinke looked at the kid and said, because I can, and walked off. And I've heard that that's his behavior, his M.O., guys. It's just, what a jerk. So, Zach Greinke, you just made my list. Guys, y'all take care.
You just made the list.
All right, Eric, wow. Thank you.
Harsh, man.
Man, that
is.
Come on,
Zach.
He's always been kind of.
He's strange.
Couple.
He's different.
Couple cards short of a full deck,
yeah,
right?
Beats to his own drummer.
Yeah. I will have an update on what Eric just threw out. I've got an update. An Arby's update on the other side. This is big stuff. Okay? We're going to do that and more. That's all next here on the DDC. 102.5, 106.3 The Game, and The Game Nashville app. 94.9 The Fan is your home for Sounds Baseball. They're looking for their seventh straight win tonight against the Columbus Clippers. Triple A affiliate for the Cleveland Guardians. By the way, Jared loves Columbus, Ohio. Pregame coverage starts at 5:50. First pitch at 6:05. Jeff Hem will be on the call. Sounds Baseball. I wanted to say that because it will not be Willie and Max.
They have been on a roll ever since we were there, though.
So you guys were kind of the spark.
They were 3-0 with us on the call. They won 4 of 6 last week.
Mm-hmm.
And now won all three to start this week.
Wow.
They're having a good year.
They really owe you guys something.
I'll tell you what. Didn't Ethan Small pitch last night?
Yeah, Matt? he's back in form.
He has pitched. He's a kid out of Mississippi State, kid out of state of Tennessee.
Lexington High.
Lexington High School near Jackson. Man, he is dealing right now. First round pick. So Brewer fans, take note.
But they don't win anything without David Dahl's bat. I'm just saying, you know, he's on fire too.
You need those guys too at AAA. The 4A guys, or you know, the former major leaguers trying to get back up there. Mm-hmm. They got a few of those guys too.
Sounds Baseball presented by 312 Pizza and Farm Bureau Health Plans. I've now rescinded my comments on Chase getting married this weekend. The suit has sent us some pictures. He's currently at the National bobblehead museum, and that's cool, but he's not going to find his future wife at the National Bobblehead Museum. He did find a Chris
What's
Mason.
Wrong with action figures?
I said there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm presenting that him getting married this weekend.
Yeah.
And he's not going to find his future wife.
Have
at
you
a
seen the commercial with Samuel L. Jackson with the guy? Like, when he says that? What are you talking about? What's wrong with action figures? He's got, it's like Steve Carell from the.
Yes. From
the 40-year-old virgin.
Virgin, yeah. There's a Mookie Betts bobblehead. There's a Smokey bobblehead for all UT fans. And also there was a Chris Mason bobblehead. How about that?
Wow.
I couldn't tell what team that was.
I couldn't
for
either. I'm having a hard time.
It must
with
be
that
an
too.
AHL team in
That's
an alternate jersey or something.
Was the George Plaster bobblehead there?
But it's sponsored by Lee Jeans and Kohl's, the Chris Mason bobblehead.
All right, I'm going to investigate. We'll get our staff working on it.
Yeah, let's find out. So here's the update.
I don't recognize that team either.
Yeah, I don't either.
No, that's the Milwaukee Admirals, isn't it?
Confirmed, it is Admirals.
Yeah, is it really? Yeah.
But it's not their main logo.
That's
it's a weird. It throws you off because it's a red jersey.
Yeah, it's some sort of special jersey.
Yeah, but that's an Admiral.
It's red,
on
white,
the front.
Blue.
Yeah.
All right, we've got
kind
an
of
article.
A mean looking Chris Mason too.
March 2, 2010 on OurSportsCentral.com. Admirals loaded with promotions this weekend at the Bradley Center, where they no longer play, by the way. Friday night in March 2010, first 5,000 fans will, this is their exact words, be able to take home a pint-sized version of former Admirals goaltender Chris Mason, courtesy of Kohl's and Lee Jeans. The netminder was selected from a group of former Admirals currently playing in the NHL by fan vote on the team's website this past summer. And also characters from the hit Nickelodeon show Yo Gabba Gabba will be at the game to take pictures and meet fans. I'm not making this up. That was the next sentence.
It's a good show. My kids used to watch that a little bit. I have to say, it's a little different. But I remember those days, the Yo Gabba Gabba. That's awesome.
So there you go. The suit is at the Bobblehead National Bobblehead Museum. Okay, so I said Eric brought up the Arby's. Yeah, I didn't get to it because I was obviously immersed in putting a 10-year-old baseball coach in St. Louis of a Southern Kentucky team on the list. But on the way there, we did want to stop and get something quick and get back on the road. So, and there was kind of a little bit of a little mini caravan, and we're like, hey, let's not go in. Let's, you know, we're going to go in, but just it needs to be fast. So it needs to be fast food. Well, everybody knows on the show that I have absolutely protested Arby's, and I have refused to go there ever since they got rid of, you know, something that should be in a museum, potato cakes. And I've not been, and I refuse to go. But there was one right off the exit, and there was a part of me that had a little bit of curiosity because we've had enough people texting and calling in saying, hey, Darren, just so you know, this location in, you know, somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, this Arby's is still selling potato cakes, and I don't understand how that's even possible because around here they're not doing that. So I was like, I wonder if this is true. So we stopped in Paducah, Kentucky. I'm sure anybody listening who's made the trek from Middle Tennessee to St. Louis, you've probably stopped in Paducah, Kentucky to either get gas or to eat or both. Well, we did. And so we decided that we were going to go to Arby's. So it was my first trip, and I thought, here is the test. We're in Paducah, Kentucky, right? Let's try this. What do you think happened?
Nothing. Nothing.
You know what the lady said to me? She goes, yeah, we got rid of potato cakes. And she said, people are still mad about it. Those were her exact words. And I said, well, I don't know why you got rid. I don't know why Arby's got rid of potato cakes. She said, I don't know either. That was my favorite thing on the menu. Those were her exact words. So no potato cakes in Paducah, Kentucky. If you try to text me and tell me that, I'm going to dispute it. It's not true. But I have now caved, and I've gone one time, and now I'm not going anymore. So now I know. So there you go. Eric, a little update for you. Appreciate you bringing that up. They are currently
sad
in the
– sad times, man.
I know.
Sad times.
That's tough. Little update. Just a little update. boy, I'll tell you what, JD, was it? No, it was Tom, has really sparked the Mets conversation on the text line. Man.
Listen, Darren, we had a fun text exchange. You know how much Max loves baseball. I love baseball. I love talking baseball. It has become something in Nashville that I know right now is not top of mind for everybody. I would love a great pennant race with the Mets and the Braves, and I'd love all the Braves fans to come at me. Let's have some fun. Let's talk some baseball. I mean, I would love that. And Darren, you had a great resurgence the other day. Like there was, I could feel the love baseball coming back. Mm-hmm. Like you've been at some big league parks, you've been watching.
Yep.
The next thing you're gonna repurchase the extra innings package. I could feel it. It's gonna happen.
I will admit
the Guardians are in the race. Your team's in there.
And you've been down this road, and I don't know when Mahoney did. Probably Mahoney was doing it before Maddox, probably earlier than Maddox. But Maddox is also all in now.
He likes watching.
He's
starting to figure out who the good
watching.
Players are. Yeah.
He gets up. He's watching all the highlights, and so he knows players. And I'm like, whoa, where did this guy? So he's got this resurgence. Well, not resurgence. I do. He's like just now all in on all things baseball. So I'll be honest, every night, thank you, we've got games on. It's been a while since that's happened in this house. What is this on, an 8-track? Max, where did you find this? Come on. This sound quality sounds like it's being played at Memorial Gym. Wait a minute, what just happened? Sorry, was that out loud? My bad.
It's a Villy vinyl.
A Villy vinyl. Phil on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, I think Greinke actually has some bipolar mental issues.
Yeah,
I'm not sticking up for him, but the guy is a huge loser. What?
Well, it doesn't make but it does go way back. Remember, he's back with the Royals. He actually started with the Royals, and there was a lot of that going on. Like, he was having so many issues, he almost had to leave the game for a while. So he is still going. And so somewhere in here, he's found some solutions there. But that is a good point. Like, you probably caught him on a bad day, and he deserved to go on the list. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know. That has been an issue with him going way back.
Ron on our text line is putting Villy on the list for his misunderstanding for the love of Yoo-Hoo here in the South.
Yes, I deserve that. I had a parent. I went. Darren, we had this discussion the other day on the Yoo-Hoo. I walked to my son's baseball game. We got another game today. We got a doubleheader tonight, actually. So hydrate up, Knights. But I got there, and one of the parents, I hadn't been there 10 minutes. As soon as I walked up to him, he goes, you didn't know about Yoo-Hoo?
Oh, really?
So I deserve to be on the list for that. No question about it. Not understanding that Yoo-Hoo has made its way below the Mason-Dixon line. It's alive and well. So one of my son's teammates, he buys it by the dozen. You know, he grabs a big load of them at the Walmart or the grocery store, wherever he gets them, and it's a common drink. So
there you
go. I need to get with it, man.
Viking Matt has got a really good question on our text line. And, Max, you probably know the weekend programming, so maybe you can help. But Matt wants to know, if the Friend Zone, a new show this weekend, comes on after Chasing Checkers. Max, do you know? The Friend Zone show?
This weekend on 102.5 The Game.
He wants to know if the Friend Zone show this weekend comes on after Chasing Checkers.
I actually do have an interesting update about a serious sports thing. And that is that John Leonard, who is the player coming to the Predators from the Sharks, who has NHL experience, is the younger brother of Alyssa Leonard, who is one of the members of the new Vanderbilt Athletics marketing staff.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
I knew she had a sibling who had played college hockey. I knew he was a pro. I did not know it was him, and it's a common last name.
Wow.
Interesting connection.
Very good. Here's somebody that is going to – you have taken a lot of abuse on the text line over the Luke Cunningham. Comments the last
hammered.
2 days.
Hammered.
Mike in the borough says, I agree with Villy. I thought Cunningham was pretty good. He had a bad year and a bad line mate in Tolvanen. I would have kept him. How about that?
Hmm.
Now, you've got someone in your cunning fan club.
Well, let's be clear. And Darren, I hope you will back me up on this. I have been showcasing Cunnin as a trade candidate for weeks since the season ended. True? So
yes.
I've defended Cunnin as a guy who has value, but not as a guy that should be playing on the second line or anything like that. But I appreciate the listener for having my back. My point yesterday was when the guy, you know, there was a guy that tweeted and said, give me the argument for even signing Cunnin. I was like, well, you gotta keep his rights because you could get something for him. So, and he's a good guy. Look, Luke Cunnin is a good guy. He's got diabetes. He's worked really, really well with kids. He's only been here for a year.
This is never personal. It's
right,
not
right.
A
it's not personal.
Thing.
Yes, and I hope he does well for the Sharks. And I do have an inkling. I think he will rebound and have a good year for the Sharks this year. But he wasn't going to be a second line player for the Predators. And so they did the right thing by moving on from him. They got something of value back, a third round pick, which you could use to acquire somebody else down the road, or maybe you get something for that third rounder next year, and you got a serviceable guy that you might, who knows, he's 23. You can move him up and down from Milwaukee, and if nothing else, he adds a little bit of depth. But the biggest thing you get is extra cap space to go address an upgrade for the second line.
We'll come back and recap what's happened today and wrap up the third hour. We'll do that next here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game, Nashville Lab. Phil Collins bringing us back here on the DDC on this Friday afternoon. Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you.
Just to clarify, Darren, this would be Genesis.
Okay.
Led by Phil Collins.
Same thing.
Sort of the same thing.
I never know which one it is, honestly. I don't know if it's Genesis or if it's
He's one of
Phil
the few
Collins.
Guys that's like Hall of Fame level as a solo guy and Hall of Fame level with his band. So,
but apparently what I've read on the internet, and everything on the internet is true, not a Hall of Fame person.
Perhaps. I don't know, but hey,
everything
man.
I've read seems that kind of going back to the Zach Greinke, not a likable human being is what I've read on
the
internet.
Well, that's too bad. This is why sometimes you don't want to actually meet your idols.
Yes.
I've never met Phil Collins, but I have nothing but great things to say. I have a lot of Genesis tapes, Phil Collins tapes.
Love his music.
Love the music.
You may be disappointed if you meet him.
One of my greatest.
According to the internet.
One of my greatest early. It was the first concert I got to see. I think we went over this. What was it? Last week we were talking about concerts? The first concert I went to with my buddies in high school was Genesis at the Citrus Bowl. It was awesome.
I saw Genesis or Phil Collins at Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, and I think there were 65,000 people there. Stadium tour.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Let's go to David on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What's up?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
Darren, I want to specifically talk to you. For some reason or another, I've been listening to the show for quite a while. I thought you were an ex-hockey player. I don't know why I thought that, but
I don't know either.
If you saw me skate, you would not think that ever again, David.
Okay. Well,
that's awesome. Wait a minute. You got to keep that, Darren, just because if anybody ever gets on your athleticism, this guy thought you were a
David
hockey player.
David thought I was a former hockey player. Yeah.
David is a president of your fan club. David, keep that up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, what I wanted to ask you, and maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't. I really enjoy the ESPN 30 for 30 shows, and they do a good job with it. And they had one on the other night, and it was entitled The Bloodiest Hockey Game Ever. Do you know what that would be?
I don't know. Is this Madison Square Garden? Is this the NHL game? Okay.
It's an NHL game, and it was, it came on late, and I was a little bit groggy from working all day, but it was either 96 or 97 Western Conference final game between the Avalanche and the Detroit
Red Wings. Yeah.
Red Wings.
I've seen that rivalry 30 for 30. I have seen that.
Yeah. when Lindstrom hit that guy against the board and it knocked his face in?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Chris Draper.
Yep.
Claude Lemieux.
But,
Claude Lemieux.
Hockey games, I take it back in the old days, in 96, 97, like that long ago, but was a lot rougher to me than it is now. It's more skill to me than roughness now. Is that a true statement?
Yes.
Definitely. David, thank you for the call. There's no doubt about it. Look, some of these guys that we're talking about that are getting drafted, and David, this is a prime example. The guy that the Predators drafted in the first round, I would say, really, in 95, 96, you know, what he's talking about, he's not going 17th overall. Guys that size, that stature, they didn't get drafted that high, right? The game has changed. The game has morphed into speed and skill. And so the smaller guys can go high because of that. Look, the NFL is no different, right? We've seen it. A guy like Kyler Murray 20 years ago has no chance, and I mean no chance, of getting drafted number one overall simply because of his size. But yep, the game has changed, and the game does not allow you to do the things that they were able to do 20 years ago, whether it's the NFL or the NHL. It's just not the same game, and so the smaller guys can survive. Back in that era, boy, it was really hard to be a certain, you know, stature and be able to last through the grind of a hockey season, and in this case, the hockey playoffs.
Yep, and they still like to keep an element of fighting and toughness in there, hitting, physicality. You want that in there, but they, just like football, have tried to look at player safety a little bit more and say, okay, let's balance this out some, where back then, when you didn't know as much about concussions and things like that, there was a different feeling about all of that stuff. And as you're mentioning, you know, some of the little guys had a tougher time doing their thing. Even if they were skilled enough to do things, they weren't free to do that because there was a lot more hooking, holding that was allowed. And so the bigger players could have a bigger influence on the game there. So it has evolved, but I think we would all agree we like the product right now. It's fun to see the balance of toughness, aggressiveness, physicality with the skill. And if you're a skilled player, you should be able to do your thing out there.
Yep. Rick from Brentwood on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. If the rumors of Phil Kessel to the Predators are true, Cunning's $2.5 million might be enough to grab this 50-plus point winger. Are there rumors of Phil Kessel?
Yes.
And the Preds?
Elliot has put that out there in his 32 thoughts.
Was
that
this
when I was
away?
That there was interest. We have not talked to Elliot to get more on that
yet.
I think this is a good one for next week on the verge of when unrestricted free agency hits. I don't know that that's the number one option, but what Elliot has put out there is that there was interest from the Predators last year.
You know, I've brought up Phil Kessel
at the
many
trade
times
deadline
on the show.
I think Phil Kessel, who is an unrestricted free agent, mm-hmm, could be had for that kind of budget. I don't know what the market value is. He did not have a great year, but remember, he was an awful team. He was
They're
on an awful
horrible
team.
Yep.
So could he still help a second line? Remember, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for somebody who you can put into the second line and be an upgrade from what you've had. I don't know that he's a slam dunk. He's 34. Last year, 8 goals, 44 assists, 52 points. We know the one thing about Phil Kessel is he's durable. What would he look like on a really good team? He's played on 3 straight years of Arizona where they haven't been good at all. It's a really intriguing question here. And what would be the price
for him? That's where I would need to really
I don't think it's that expensive.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I can't imagine. It's got to be $3 million or less, right? It has to be.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you wouldn't take him otherwise. But remember way back when, when he was only 21. Now, this is going back a ways, Darren. 2008, 2009, the Bruins, they reached a stalemate with him. I can't remember all the circumstances, but he was on the trade block. The Predators really wanted Phil Kessel, but they were outbid by Toronto. Toronto came to the table with a bigger offer. I don't remember what the – was it a, he was a restricted free agent? He was in a contract holdout. I don't remember all that was going on there. But the Predators have always kept an eye on him, and this has been a long, long time. But there was a rumor that they were interested in him last year. It didn't happen. So that's one to file away. To me, there will be other options besides him.
Yeah, we'll bring that up next week. We'll come back, start the final hour. The suit, Chase McCabe has done an interview. We'll tell you about a big event that's going on at the fairgrounds on Saturday. Troy in Murfreesboro on our text line says, ah, makes sense now. Darren's knee injury was due to hockey. Well, if you've seen me on skates, I could have easily been injured trying to play hockey because I can't skate worth a damn. We'll come back. Final hour next.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.